All right, should we do the damn thing?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me, fuck me outfit? Good taste, skipped a generation.
You can't go out like that. The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself. I wasn't talking about you.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry Mom. I'm Nikki Howard.
Oh, I'm Sydney Miller.
And we are kind of matching, which I appreciate, actually.
Yeah.
I was... fucking A. Oh, I found it. I'm going to quit vaping.
I am, too.
Really?
Low five.
That was underwhelming. Wait, when?
After Thanksgiving.
This is my New Year's resolution.
Nice.
A January... Oh my God. Okay. All right. Yeah. Oh, I feel better. Okay, yeah. Good. We'll see how this goes. Yeah. I'm so terrified.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't like how, like, it's a problem that I, like, before when I was, like, smoking cigarettes or, like, yeah, it sucked, like, whatever. Yeah. But, like, this is, like, this addiction is so bad that, like, I was sharing, like, I fall asleep with this bitch in my hand. I hit it in the middle of the night. Fucking, I didn't even realize because I'm so used to Ryan making comments about it. But I shared a hotel room with Brent when we went to Austin. And he was like, got up. And I was like, okay, I'm going to sleep. And he's like, you going to sleep with that thing in your fucking hand? And I was like, oh my God, like, this is so embarrassing. I was like, yeah, it's a problem. I'm working through it.
Yeah, you will wake up and smoke in the middle of the night.
So
which
bad.
Is pretty intense. I've never seen that.
It's insane. Like, it's actually like insane behavior. So I'm very nervous that, like,
do you know what I'm nervous about?
Oh God.
It's the last time that I quit. A lot of emotional stuff came up for me. And I figured out that it also, like, it's going to be more emotional than I think it is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because you know why? You take this, you suck it down.
I shove it down.
You suck it down.
That's
what I do, too.
Yeah. And since I figured that out, like, I was the other day, I had, like, you know how you have those thoughts that come into your head where you're like, oh, you're such an idiot. Like, why would you have said that? And then I was like, I took my puffer and I popped it and I was like, it's fine. And I was like, oh, see, I told you this is going to be a problem.
I know.
I was thinking about going to a therapist during it.
That's not a bad idea.
But then I was like, you can do it. But I don't know. I might. I had to have a big talk with Tyler about me quitting. I was like, because he was making jokes about it, like, oh, it's fine, just do it, babe. And I was like, I just want you to know that I will eat your face off between days 3 and 5.
Oh yeah.
And then about 12, I might be able to hear you, but that's going to be the real issue. I'm going to not be good.
That's exactly what I said.
And just be fine.
That's exactly. You're going to do it during Christmas, though? I don't know.
Before Christmas.
Before Christmas.
Because I'm not spending Christmas with my family. Oh, shit. I have to spend another Christmas with my family.
I don't know.
We moved Christmas.
Oh.
My family moved Christmas this year so that we could go to Tyler's family's.
Oh, that's nice. All of you guys?
Fuck no. Just me and Tyler. But the entire family moved Christmas so that I can have Christmas with everyone.
That's nice.
But I forgot, then they're smoking again.
Yeah.
Because I thought to myself, like, oh, I won't be around.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I will have to do January.
Honestly, I will do. I'm doing it with you. And I, like, at least I'll know, like, I'm.
Yeah.
We can hold each other accountable.
Well, now we'll have to do that. Okay, fine. That's fine. Well, I get an extra month.
Yeah. No, I literally was like, I said the same thing. Where I was like, I just want you, like, I know how you, like, don't. Like, you're very chill, but, like, don't ask me to go out for the first week at least. Like,
if the TV is someone smoking,
right, it's everything is a trigger.
Smoking,
everything is a trigger.
Coffee.
I will be unwell. I will be so mean.
Yeah.
And I will be a big, like, for a lot, like, it's not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay. I'm like, you say okay, but like,
I want you to take this seriously.
You're not understanding the gravity of how bad it's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to be good.
For a while. Yeah.
So I'm hoping that I can use all of my meditation and breathing techniques and just sit in the sauna. I was thinking, like, you know what I should do?
Well, that's the issue. It's not getting it out of your body. Because after 3 days, it technically is out of your body. It's the after. Habit. It's the habit and the mount and the oral. I have oral fixation, and then past oral fixation, then it becomes like a psychological.
Yeah, 100%.
You know,
it's a crutch.
I also don't enjoy the image of like this outfit's a perfect example
of vaping. Of,
no, of being clean.
Right.
I don't like.
Oh yeah, I know what you mean.
The thought of me being
you don't have something clean. That's like ugh.
Yeah, something that's like grounding. Yeah. Something that's like.
I'm fucking, so cool guy.
I fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
And like, that's, yeah, then I as I clean my house, I'm going to be like, you gross fucking, yeah. Ew, yeah. Look at you all Utah clean. House yeah. Mom.
I know.
And I'm going to be like, oh, I want to do something.
I want to rebel.
Yeah.
I know. No, it's the
I'm
same.
Worried about it.
I have so many things like that, but I'm like, okay. Yeah. But yeah, I'm like, I need to be someplace where I can't vape, which is like borderline impossible. And so when we were in Palm Springs, I went to the spa and it was like, you can't have a phone. You can't have a bag with you. Mm-hmm. Like you have no pockets. Yeah. And I'm like in a steam room and a sauna where like it'll explode. And I was like, I need to be here. I need to be here because
but you can't stay there forever.
That's
you
know? The thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Or can I? You know, I don't know. It's going to be tough. So,
well, speaking of like spa thingies, yeah. Kind of, sort of, this is it. Do you have anything else on that topic?
No, just okay. Scared.
So I went to get a wax the other day before I went to Europe. Listen to this shit.
Oh God.
So went in there and me and this lady started hitting it off, became friends. I found out, I was like, so let's talk about you waxing dudes.
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah. We actually are trying not to do that anymore because it has gotten so aggressively like sexual harassment vibes.
What?
And I was like, I mean, mostly like gay dudes, right? Like that's what I assumed. Or like, I don't know, Persian dudes, you know? And she's like, absolutely not.
What?
She was like, always old white men. And I was like, really? And she's like, 99.9% old white men. And they get off on like a pain fetish.
Whoa.
And so these girls are always getting cummed on. She's like, I've been cummed on a bunch of times. And like, she's like, oh yeah. Like, because I was like, well, wouldn't you notice when their dick gets hard? And she's like, well, it's kind of usually always hard because you're kind of down there.
Yeah.
It's a lot of sensation going on. That's not a problem. But when we turn around and make more wax, they fucking are touching themselves. And then when you turn back around, they're like, if you see their hand down there, a lot of times the girls will be like, oh, sir, please don't touch that area because a lot of people will like you'll wax and then you touch it to see if it's smooth. So they think they're doing that. And then they just turn around and just fucking cum all over them.
My brain is exploding.
Right. Also. OK, we'll go on that.
You would
one.
Never think that.
Right.
Yeah. Because you think massage parlor. But then I guess you think of those like the masochistic pain guys. Motherfuckers.
Yeah. I'm like, go to a dominatrix, bitch. And they're like, this is way less expensive.
Yeah. And I get waxed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do they ever make them leave?
Yeah. They end up making them leave.
And then they got half waxed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then they like write it down in their account.
Like, don't come back here. This guy came on me.
Yeah. They're like, this man is not allowed here. He is into this.
I never thought about this, but holy shit.
I never either. Yeah. Apparently it's like such a big thing that European Wax Center, and that's where I went. European Wax Center was like, yeah, we're trying, but it's hard to like not allow men because like you can't say like you can't come here.
Well, they got to get like guys.
Well, yeah, they could get guys or something, but I guess there's not that many like guy waxers, you know?
God.
But, also,
these ladies are just trying to do their job.
Remember how you ripped off that piece of skin
sure
off your
fucking
face?
Fucking do.
Apparently, it happens all the time.
Really?
And because I was telling her about it, and she was like, "Yeah, a lot of people will come in and they'll be getting something done on their face or even like their body, and they won't tell us what they've been using, and they will rip like they'll rip part of their fucking skin off, and they'll be like, ma'am, I asked. Like one girl went in there, and she was like, are you using any of these things? Yeah. And the girl was like, yeah, but it's fine. Just do it anyways. She ended up ripping like her whole eyebrows, like skin off around it.
Yeah.
And then came back in and was like, I'm mad. Like, and threw a big fit. And they're like, ma'am, we asked you and you said to do it. So I was like, I never thought about that.
Yeah. No, you know what it is though? Like I forgot. Like I just forgot that it was, that's what I was
using. Wouldn't
have
even thought about it. Yeah.
It didn't even occur to me.
But apparently it's a thing. Not just you. A ton of people have done it. So.
Well, doesn't make me feel good, but also like thank God my face
professionals are doing it. So
like I would have been pissed. Like I would have been pissed if I went someplace and they did it, even though I knew it was my fault.
Yeah,
like I would have been. It was
you
for
guys
the
should
best.
Have a fail safe for this.
Yeah, it was for the best that I that I did. You should have asked me harder.
Yeah.
Should have made me list it off and then fact checked what was in this stuff that I'm using.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to get micro needling done really bad.
I think I have. Is that like the vampire facial?
I don't know, but they're like.
I did that once. They're looking where they at, like spin around your plasma and yeah, they put it back in your face. Too,
but I don't know. They're saying like that's the best thing for your skin to like not be aging. Cool. I'm like, I feel like I should start now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, not? I feel like I got to start now. But
yeah,
we'll see. It does make me feel good that I'm like the youngest of all of Ryan's, like everybody's Ryan's age. And I'm like really young.
Yeah.
So that makes me feel really good. I'm like, good. Oh, more of this. Like yeah. Stay. I have to stay this forever.
Just hang out with old people. It's like hanging out with fat people.
Yes.
You always feel.
Yeah. I feel good. I feel good about this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm. What else you got? I can't believe that.
Oh, well, kind of speaking of the whole sexual vibe of things, there's this saying, prostitution is the world's oldest profession.
It is.
It's not, bitch. You know why? This is why. What were the men doing to get the money to pay for those said prostitutes? Sounds like they had a profession that paid money to hand over to said prostitutes. I call full bullshit.
You know what?
Fuck you guys saying like prostitutes is the oldest profession. Fuck you. No.
It was probably
you had a job first.
They probably gave them like stuff. That would be my guess.
But I'm assuming that the men had a job to give them stuff.
I'm going to look this up, actually.
That's because I feel like it's going to be on the internet because they're like, oh, yo, that's fine. No, it is the oldest profession.
No,
is
but you know though? What I think it is?
That like, doesn't even make any goddamn sense.
What about like kings and queens? Because they didn't really work. They just got, they inherited stuff.
Mm. Mm.
The world's oldest profession. I'm going to look it up right now. Oops. No, I'm not. What's the world's oldest profession?
I looked it up. It said prostitution and like something else.
Prostitution. But who paid for it?
Exactly.
However, it did not start to seven of the world's oldest professions. But how did people pay? That's a, what this is a real what came first, the chicken or the egg type of a situation.
Exactly.
Hmm. Oh, yes. It usually males who gave gifts. That's what I thought. Yeah. So it's like, you know, not really paying for it, but I'm going to give you these gifts. Huh.
Hmm.
I don't
know.
Well,
taxableness, I mean, that means you don't have to pay for it. So is that really a job?
I mean, these are the, and if anybody knows how these guys paid, I that would be my only assumption is if it was like people like kings and queens or like people that had something to like exchange that weren't actually working. Like they, like you just inherited shit because you were queen or king,
but then prostitutes were only for kings and queens, you know. Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm just saying I call bullshit on it and I don't think it's true. I will say that. I will take a stand on it.
Take a stand.
Fuck you guys.
Take
being
a
like prostitution is the oldest fucking thing in the world. Shut up.
You know who's saying that?
People say it.
It's been said. I will say, speaking of professions, this is completely off subject, but didn't you think, okay, like thinking back, because I was thinking about geography and I was like, I didn't fucking learn any of the shit. And the shit that I did learn, like, what a joke. Didn't you think that like we'd be experiencing a lot more beakers in our adult life? The amount of beakers I handled in high school versus like the shit that I do now. Like, why?
Well, you're not a scientist.
How many people that I graduated were? Do you know what I mean? Like, that's what I want. If you don't have a 3.0 or higher, you shouldn't have to see a fucking beaker in high school. Like, your life is not.
Probably true.
Your life's not going in that direction. You know what I mean? Like, I should have learned other shit. Like, I should have learned a trade. Instead of biology.
Yeah.
Maybe teach me, like, how to sew some shit up or make something or, like, I don't know, something useful.
Yeah.
But, like, I spent, like, 2 years with beakers. I dissected a frog. Ask me when I dissected a frog in my real life. No.
Never.
Never. Not one time. Not one time have I used a beaker. Not one time. So all I want to say is like, we should change the curriculum. But seriously, like you shouldn't have to like, if you don't have a 2.5 or 3.0 or higher, like you're not going to need this.
You're not
like,
going to need
really
this
aren't.
One. Yeah.
Like, that's just not how your life is going.
Yeah.
And I remember I actually skipped, but like my senior year, my first period was, I think it was like biology or something, whatever you take. I just skipped it. I like skipped the whole damn thing. I slept and skipped it until the point where my dean called me and was like, you have to show up.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right. But I was like, I'm not going to need to know this. Like,
yeah.
And I can't believe you guys are falling for this. Like, you guys, like, we're never going to need to know this. I'm sorry. You're just not.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I used to think I really liked science. And it was weird because, like, for years as a kid, I'd always be like, I love science. But then every time I got into science class, I'd be like, I actually fucking hate this. It's nothing I think it was going to be.
Yeah.
And it was just always, like, the chart of stuff. And I was just like, I actually really don't like science.
Yeah.
I found out. Yeah. But I just kept saying it. Yeah. Like, I liked
it. I'm going to like it.
I'm going to like it. And then I never liked it.
Even, like, certain math. Like,
oh, yeah.
PEMDAS, yeah. Remember that? Parentheses, yep. Equals multiplication. Never once used that.
Yeah.
They really drilled that into my head. For what?
Yeah.
I don't know. What about a fucking calculator?
Yeah.
Show me a calculator. And like,
well, I think that we just have different type of jobs. I think that other people have to use these things.
But like, I don't know. I feel like even people I know with jobs are never using beakers. Like,
yeah.
I rarely.
Knew two scientists though. Actually, I know four. I know another two scientists.
You know four scientists.
A lot of
how
beakers.
Many people? How many people in your graduating class?
Oh no, they weren't in my class. Oh. Trust me.
Still, I'm saying like thousands, yeah. And we all had to take that for yeah. four people. Like yeah. that doesn't seem right.
It doesn't. It does teachers, not.
And think about all the others. Like how to do your taxes.
That would be great.
That'd be a good class, and we all could use that yeah. instead of those four people.
Yep.
I don't know.
I think I actually did take a class. Instead of going to my like calculus class, I changed it out for a class like that where I learned how to do taxes. But then when I had to actually do taxes, I had no idea how to do taxes.
No idea.
So that sucked.
Still don't know.
I also took statistics in college. That sucked ass.
Statistics.
Not as, but if I was like smarter, it would have been really useful. But mm-hmm. I was starting a business, but I didn't know that at the time, so I didn't pay attention.
If you could take a class right now, like what would it be? Like if you could retake a class from high school, what class would you
from
take?
From high school?
Yeah.
Art.
Mine be geography.
PE.
Geography or history. Something I could like pepper into a conversation yeah. and
history.
Sound smart.
I would do history. I watch so much History Channel
yeah.
now.
History.
That I love it. I'm
teach
like,
me.
Fuck yeah,
teach.
Give me some history.
Like, I want to take
this. I just don't like taking tests.
No.
Like, just teach me. And then like, if I know it, I know
I'll
it.
Remember what I want to remember.
Yeah.
What if I, teach
what
me
does
what's
it matter?
Interesting.
If I was there, it counts.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to have to like pass fail this. Like, I'll pay. Yeah.
Pay.
Teach me.
And then I'll leave.
Yeah. That sounds like I feel like I wish there was like a like midlife, like you go back to school. Like
I love
optional.
That. Just a midlife
refresher,
a midlife school.
Yeah.
Like I would love to go and do like a flower. This is,
I love that flower arrangement classes. I love
flower
that.
Arrangement classes and landscaping, like architectural landscaping.
That'd
I would
sick.
Love that.
Yeah.
I was even thinking about going and doing it. And then I'm like,
That's actually a great idea.
Yeah.
Like, but like at Michael's. I don't want, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have to go to college. Like,
yeah,
you have
it's
to
just
like,
because you have to go around the people that are at college that
right.
would be annoying.
Right.
But the people at Michael's also annoying.
I don't know, but I feel like I don't need like an intensive college course, landscape architecture, pull out your protractor.
Oh, I would like that one. But for the flowers one, I would go to Michael's.
Oh, yeah,
or
of course.
To, yeah, Michael's.
Michael's has some dope
yeah.
classes. They had like cake
you
decorating. I went with my mom one summer yeah. and did it. And I was like, this is fucking the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? If we do get to have Thanksgiving at my house and our septic tank doesn't overflow into our house this year, I do get to use my bowls that me and Tyler created at the fucking clay class.
I still want to go to a
pottery class.
Yeah.
Sick. Maybe I still have three classes left.
Really?
Woo. Yeah.
Maybe that's what I do next year as one of my goals for like a life thing. I want to take some classes.
Maybe
like
I'll
that.
Take you for your birthday.
I would love that.
Do you like that?
I love that.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to make
will
some
you come
stuff.
Down or yeah. do you want to do it up here?
I'll come down. Whatever.
Cool.
Fucking make some.
We got a spot.
Make
I got
some
a
shit.
Spot, dog.
I know a guy.
Also, Mexican food next door to it.
Is
amazing.
That, is that by Old Town?
No, it's not. But we should go to Old Town too. We'll do both.
Let's make a day of
we'll
it.
We'll make a day of it.
Yeah,
yeah.
I really want to like start taking some classes and like do make some learn some shit. Flower arranging though, I don't know if you need to take a class to flower arrange. Do you?
I don't think so. But then I was watching this show. Have you ever seen 6 Feet Under? Six
oh,
feet down,
six
something
feet
like
under,
that.
Yeah.
6 feet
no,
under.
I haven't, but it's like one of the best shows ever.
That's what they say. It's not as good as they say, but I'm watching it. And the first like four episodes suck ass.
Really?
But then after the fourth episode, it starts to get good. I'm on season 3 and I'm just trying to like get it done with. There's 5 seasons.
Yeah.
But anyways, she goes to a flower. One of the ladies goes to a flower arranging class. And like afterwards, when she showed me the flower arrangement, I was like, damn, maybe I should fucking go. Because that is a good ass flower arrangement. Though. I know. But like, that's true life, though. They were like, look at the composition of this flower arrangement. And I was like, you right. And she was like, you're too stressed doing the flower arrangement. Be looser. Breathe. And then she breathed. And then the flower arrangement was way better. And I was like, maybe mine suck.
Yeah, but you got to get flowers.
That's getting flowers.
I know. I got to get some flowers.
And like buy just a bunch of random ones. Fuck yeah.
I want to grow some
Give
flowers.
Give it to me.
So I see the rose bush here sucks. Yeah. I took a couple, but I like being able to like go out and like take
And just
it.
Snip some.
Yeah, snip some, yeah. Bring them in. And now I made it and it was free. And that's nature's candy.
I like that.
As an adult woman.
Yeah, it is.
I think so.
But I don't know. I wanted to grow maybe baby's breath.
I love baby's
I thought
breath.
That would be cool.
Yeah. Is that hard? I can't imagine.
I don't know.
It's
I forgot about it and I never did it.
And now we're here.
Now I forgot. But I just don't know which like flowers you would grow because you would need to grow like such a variety, you know?
I did go to the farmer's market and got some flowers. They were fucking great.
Ooh, I love
they lasted
that.
Forever too. Yeah. I was like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I like the farmer's market.
Do you like change the water and snip the ends and then restart them? You got to do it. It's the best. They last so long.
Ice and
you
sugar.
You throw some ice in there. Yeah, ice and the sugar. You do a tablespoon of sugar. Fucking woo. Go, baby, go.
Domestic shit right here.
Yeah.
I know.
What else do we have that's not domestic?
We went on a real doozy there.
Yeah.
Ball guys coming to flower arrangements.
I know. Oh, you know what I was thinking about when it comes to... Oh, well, we'll go into this first. Did you know that there's actually a firefighter's calendar? There's actually a firefighter's calendar.
I don't know what that means.
Sexy firefighters.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant like fight fires here.
No.
Like, I was like, I don't know if that's right.
I wonder if they mark it in the calendar, like the seasons.
Yeah. They're like, probably.
Probably a bad season over here.
Wow.
I didn't know that like there was actually.
Oh, yeah.
A thing.
100%.
And is there one for every area? Like,
I think so.
And if so, why aren't we hearing about this more? I know quite a few firefighters. I've never heard of them being like, oh yeah, I got in this
probably
year
didn't get chosen.
Probably
you gotta want to do it too. It's a whole ass vibe.
It's like the Hooters calendar,
yeah,
except for firefighters, which have a real job.
Yeah, which and then is like intense.
And then like, is there a police one?
I bet you could start one.
I bet you could start one, but...
Who's the guy that's like, hey, guys,
also,
got an
who's
idea?
Who's buying these?
I don't know. Some maybe.
Your mom?
Who's...
I feel like...
My mom,
but
maybe.
That's like, that's
That'd be a
I
good
mean.
Gift for my mom.
Yeah. But I was just like, "That there's no fucking way that that's actually still happening. Like, people... No way.
I think
way.
They donate.
And
the,
apparently it happens.
I think they donate to charity or something with the... They like, it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
It's not like, I don't think, did Hooters do that? I don't think they
no,
did.
No, fuck no. They
They're
didn't
like,
do
we're
that.
Pocketing
They're like,
it.
We need that money. Yeah. Yeah.
We are
bitch
literally pimping our girls out. Here are your wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they like use it to raise money for the fire department.
Yeah.
That would like the car washes and shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
nobody just car washes.
I haven't seen, I need my car wash desperately.
I do too.
It's been almost a year since I've gotten a car wash. I've got to get a car wash.
I need it vacuumed out.
You guys got to get a shop vac. Do you have one?
We do.
It's, you use that. It's the best. Because then
I want someone else to do it.
I don't like the time limit at the car wash on the vac. I'm like, I feel like I'm in a game show and I just want to clean my car. And like, you don't understand. Like there should
don't
be.
Don't you need quarters?
Yeah. And it's like, I'm OCD. Like I'm not like a regular person like that spilled something. Like I'm going to be here for a long time.
Yeah.
Like every nook, every cranny. Like I need $100 in quarters. But the shop vac, I'm like, I just plug it in. I'm like, oh, I'm here for hours.
Nice.
This is great.
My mom has a monthly subscription to a car wash and vacuum place and like all that shit.
What?
Yeah.
That's a great idea. I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah. She loves it. She goes often, to tell you the truth.
I got to take the wrap off my car. I don't know how to do it.
The black part?
Yeah, but it's not
Why?
Good. It's falling apart.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I haven't washed my car in over 6 months. I'm not sure if you heard. So apparently that's not good for it. Mm. But I don't know how to take it off. I should look it up. I wonder how. I feel like it's going to be gratifying, but also my car is going to be really discolored.
Yeah. Why don't you just buy a new one?
Car?
No.
Oh.
Wrap. So take it off, put a new one on.
It seems cheaper to just take it off. And
I know, but what if it sucks underneath?
I mean, then eventually I'll get a new one, but it's like, I really like to get my nails done that, and like pay my property taxes.
Yeah, I get that.
Like priorities. I haven't got my nails done in a hot minute. Oh,
speaking of property taxes, I got to talk to Tyler about that.
Yeah, it's what a nightmare. No one tells you about that, huh?
No, apparently what happened with our property taxes is we've been paying into our property taxes like every month with our mortgage. And what happened is whoever had the loan for our property taxes changed it to another company. And then we got a notice that said, like, hey, you haven't paid your property taxes. And we're like, bitch, that's not my fucking job. We do pay it. Yeah. You're supposed to pay, this other person's supposed to be paying for it because they hold our loan or whatever. And they like didn't pay it. And then so now we have to like contact them and get all into this shit. And like we called and they're just like, I don't know. And we were like, we'll figure it out,
dog. You don't know.
I'm not going to pay another fucking however much. You're going to be paying that.
Yeah, that's your job.
I'm not going to lose my house after repiping the whole goddamn thing.
Yeah, so. That's some bullshit. I wish I had the, I mean, maybe I do. I don't know. I don't have them looped into anything. So it's just like, this what you owe.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah, it's a big bill.
It's not like, I've just been chipping away. No. Zero chipping.
Yeah.
I'm like, and then it's like improvements. I'm like, what? You should be paying me for the improvements. I made it to the damn house.
Yeah.
I got to pay you?
Yeah.
For what?
Yeah. Why zero is improvement. That?
I don't know. That's what they call it. I don't know. It's like the city. I'm like, you didn't do anything, guys.
We've done nothing. Yeah. I'm excited to do our taxes together next year. Oh, that'll this be year.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully we get like a good break on it.
I know.
So we're crossing our fingers for.
I'm going to set up my, I got a bank account for my LLC because I finally got it.
Nice.
So I'm going to get a credit card and I'm starting on the first.
Good.
Zero fuck ups. Yeah. I don't want any sort of crossover with my taxes.
I love that.
Everybody pay me to this account on the January 1st.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like, well, I started, like I'm thinking about my taxes and like what a nightmare that's going to be where I'm like, well, so I started my bank on the 12th of August and then so half the year. Nope. January 1st.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yep.
That's it.
I love that.
Yep.
But when you go to the store and you're like doing your like, oh, half of this is for work, half of this is for not. You just still have to do that.
Well, no, I'm going to pay myself from the business.
Oh.
And so it's like personal.
Yeah, but then you still aren't going to get write-offs on like, hey, this is like a business expense at Target because I needed, you know.
No, but I'll pay it from the bank account, from the business bank account. And then I have a personal card that I use for like Catcher. See? And then
I still
that's
think
all
there's a little bit of crossover there. Because when you do your taxes, if you go to Target and you buy like makeup supplies, don't you write off like
of
a certain amount?
Makeup
like
supplies.
Whatever, like 25%, whatever it is, 10%. And like, oh, this is like for this and for me. So you're still going to have to do that.
No, I know. I think you still have to do personal taxes.
So that you can write it off. It doesn't have to do with you getting paid for
it. No. But if I buy it from the business bank account, by the way, just so you guys know, this is probably totally wrong, but I think if you buy it from the business bank account, you get more money. Like you get more money back or you get a bigger tax break.
Huh. Well, I think,
yeah. So we'll see.
Well, hopefully it goes
this
that
could
way.
All be completely wrong.
Yeah, and I could anything we're
owe a
about.
Lot more money, but I'm really hoping that it's not because I just listen to people when they're like, you should do this. And I'm like, all right, I never would have thought that.
Yeah.
Cause I'm not thinking about like LLCs or whatever.
I remember when I was going to do one and my bank account guy was like, you'll break the same.
Yeah.
And he was like, so it doesn't make sense. He was like, why don't we wait a couple of years? And then I lost that tax guy. And now I'm with this idiot. If anyone has a good tax person, let me know.
Oh my God. Everybody hates their tax guy, I feel like. I don't know.
I want to love my tax guy. I want to be best friends with my tax guy.
I want my tax guy to be like...
Risky.
Yeah. Like, I'm not supposed to do this.
Yeah.
Like, my lady, she's like, actually, by law, I'm like, I'm going to stop you right there, Mary.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. What's going to make me pay the less and get more money back?
Yeah.
But if she's like so by the book. She's like, well, but also she doesn't use any punctuation in her emails, which when you're talking about numbers, like is not good.
Yeah.
And I'm like, can you just call me? Because she's so sweet, but she's very old.
A giant run on sentence.
I'm like, I should show you these fucking emails. You'd be like, what? She's already talking about shit. I don't know what she's saying. And then no punctuation. I'm like, what do you need from me?
Yeah.
Like, just tell me what to do. It's too much. I don't know. Woo. It's stressful. But
yeah, I definitely don't want to do my taxes.
I definitely don't ever want to do my taxes.
Yeah. I wish I was one of those people that like evaded taxes that have so much money.
I know. Like offshore accounts.
I just have to save it all year and then just pay giant so chunk silly. Of money to people.
I don't know. For what though? You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows? Who knows,
but
man.
At least our bathrooms are clean here. Like I said.
Yeah, I really can't believe, you know,
it's really a plus.
I was thinking, like, I guess it doesn't bother them that much that like people don't show up for work because like they could just do the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, like it works
both
ways. It just
all works on a time scale
like,
for them.
Yeah, you didn't feel like it. I didn't feel like showing up to work this morning.
Yeah.
That's why I'm at the Louvre. So yeah. Like, you know, here we are. But it's, yeah, I just would piss me off.
Yeah.
I need order. I need a system. Yeah. I need people to show up on time. God forbid I make a reservation and they're like, your table will be ready. And I'm like, I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
You mean now?
Yeah. Like, you're not ready yet because we had an appointment.
Yeah.
So, be better.
Absolutely.
The worst is the doctor. I'm like, you're going to make me wait for the doctor.
And you always have to wait.
I know.
Well,
I know.
You might not because you have a friend
besties.
Doctor.
Besties. Yeah. Well, it doesn't really bother me because, like, the nurse, like, I chop it up with Charlene.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how are the kids? Blah, blah, blah. She's so funny. You know what she said to me, which was... made me laugh so hard. So she's Spanish and she was saying like her daughter who's like 16 is dating this guy who's from like Bakersfield. She's like, he's kind of trash. And I'm like, you know, but whatever. She's like, they're cute. But she's saying like they graduated their grade or whatever. And so she's like, and they asked if we wanted to go out to dinner and she's, and it's never occurred to me, but she's like, that was like the whitest shit I've ever heard in my life. And I was like, what? She's like, what, that's some white people shit. Like, you graduate a grade, you go out to dinner. Like, we don't fucking do that. I was like,
you come over to the house.
That literally has never occurred to me, but you are so fucking right. Yeah. She's like, go out to dinner. Like, maybe when you like get married, go out to fucking dinner. You're in the sixth grade. Like, we don't need to go out to dinner. I was like, oh my God.
Come over.
Isn't that true though? I was like, I literally never thought about that, but God damn, you're so right. Like, that is some white people shit. You just go out to dinner.
Yeah.
We're celebrating. We're going out to dinner. Like, I was like, oh my God. She's like, no.
No, you come over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not a fucking birthday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was talking about with Madison the other day about how much more Mexican I am than Madison.
Like, yeah.
And, or even anybody in my family. And I'm just like, oh my God, I got these water. Everything I got the other day was just like, covered in like chili and like covered in like sugared chili and like my God, I love it.
They just don't make
I could eat Mexican food every single day of my life. Any Mexican candy, shove it in my face. Oh, Tyler's making Mexican chocolate chip cookies.
What?
They're gonna be so good. No, they're
spicy.
They're gonna have like cinnamon and then like real like Mexican chocolate in it, which has like cinnamon in it. And then you're just going to add orange zest to it. So we're trying out different recipes for the fucking fair because we're going to fucking win that
They're
shit.
They're competing
dog.
For the fair,
yeah.
You guys. For the baking competition.
So we're going to make like a bunch of cookies and then we're going to have everybody at the holidays fucking like put their little vote in so that we know what to submit.
Wow. I'm so baffled by your life. I have so many questions. I love that you're like, we're competing. Tyler's making the cookies and I'm going to eat them. Your palate is bizarre. I don't know. How did this happen? Like, how do you love spicy food like this? Like, it makes no sense.
I just, it was just where I grew up. That's what you
I
had.
Guess so,
you
but
just
like,
put Valentina's on everything.
I feel like your sister.
I like lick. It's just, I'm disgusting.
It's actually insane. Like,
yeah.
But like, your sisters aren't like that though.
No, they're not.
That's what I mean. So I'm like, what happened?
I think I hung out. They were more like dirt bike kids.
Yeah.
And I was more like, I went out with a lot of cholos, a lot of dudes.
A lot of diamond earrings.
Yeah. A lot of like low rap. We drove really slow a lot. That was just,
which
that
is
was
like
my
the
group
opposite
of people.
Of what you think.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I don't know. My pal, I can't handle it. I literally just can't. Wasabi is like this, but I can't.
Wasabi's
like,
different.
Yeah. I know. I can handle the wasabi heat, but like, I can't
handle wasabi heat very well. I also can't handle horseradish very well.
Oh, see, yeah.
It's completely different.
It is.
Yeah.
I like
also,
that
Thai spice, also completely different.
It's a lot.
I went to some restaurant and we got like a two. I was crying.
I hate when they do that shit.
I was
shit.
Like, oh my God, fuck this place.
You need to get like a baseline level of like mild, medium, spicy. Yeah. Because like you'll go to a place and you'll be like, I want it like medium. And yeah. you're like, I'm ruined. You've ruined this
you
for me.
You can't eat it. We had to order all new food.
Yeah. What the fuck is a three? What's a spicy?
Yeah.
Because this is at yeah. that.
This goes up to seven. Yeah, what are you thinking?
What is your yeah. scale? Like there's what no, is this? That, it's all relative. It's like, yeah. you can't do a spicy scale like that.
No. It doesn't make any damn sense. Everyone's going to burn their mouths out.
I know. I am excited for the food in Africa because apparently it's like bomb as fuck.
I'm very excited for you to have that as well.
Yeah.
I have not had, any food in that general direction, but which I am very excited to try eventually.
I don't think that it's like what you think because
I think it's
like,
going to be beans, rice, and
no,
meat.
They're like, these places are like so bougie that they're like, we have Michelin star chefs that will literally make you whatever you want.
Yeah, you're and not like, going to get that authentic good.
No. But I wonder if I could be like, you make me what you like. And they'll be like, all right.
Yeah.
It's just like a burger. Like, that's not what I thought. I don't know. But it will be nice not to have to worry about fucking Ryan's.
Oh my God, that hit you hard.
It did. Ryan's always like, I can't eat this. And he doesn't like, he's vegetarian, doesn't like mushrooms. So that's like, he's fucked.
Because they'll usually be like, I found a good ass mushroom recipe. Yesterday, really? That he would have liked. Yeah,
he hates mushrooms.
That sucks.
I know. I'm like, well,
mushrooms are bomb.
But they'll be like, oh, you don't want? We have like a mushroom burger, like a portobello burger. Yeah. Is like always a substitute.
It's always yeah. I can see like, that.
Nope.
No. I'm like, be yes, better. You're not eating then.
Be better.
Yeah.
We went to this restaurant. It's called Hinoki and the Bird.
Uh-huh.
It was really. It's like in Santa Monica, bougie place, but they had duck bao. And this shit was bomb as fuck. And
It
was duck, but it was like, you know, bao buns.
Yeah.
It was like that. It was fucking delicious. I was like, I never would order duck ever.
Yeah.
Who does that? But somebody ordered it and they were like, draw some. And I was like, all right. This shit was bomb as fuck.
I bet.
I was here for it.
We're going to a barbecue place this weekend. It's like out in the middle of fucking nowhere. It's like you take the 10 and you just fucking go like
really
into the middle of like the hills. The hills have eyes vibes. Fuck is so good. It's like an outdoor full barbecue. There's like live music.
Oh my God.
It's like, and it's just like on the side of the road.
Damn.
And it's like a big spot.
I
like
had good barbecue.
And the barbecue
in a hot minute.
Is so fucking good. It's so good. I'm so excited about it.
There's this place I saw on Instagram that was like Santa's workshop and it's like out there. And I was like, well, I was like, I want to go there. And then I was like, where is this? And I was like, oh, that's. It's like
too far
past Rancho Cucamonga. Like it's out there, but it's like a whole ass Santa's workshop wonderland. And I was like, this could be a day trip that I force someone to go on with me. Interesting.
Yeah. But you don't have that much time between like getting back and then Christmas. So
but
that's
my
gonna
mom's
be
going to
be you.
Here.
Oh yeah. That's
so
true.
Linda's coming.
Is there a time change, by the way? How big is the time change?
It's so big that like, I think I lose a day of my life. Let me look up what time it is, and because I have a feeling it's like it's a lot and I'm nervous.
That was hard too because it was like, oh, it's Monday here but it's like Sunday for you guys.
I know. I was like, I don't know what time it is there.
That was hard. Yeah,
it doesn't even come up. Okay, what time is it there? It is 11:18 p.m.
oh, so like almost 12 hours. So like 11 hours difference.
So
it'll be fun.
I'm nervous.
Are you gonna do you have like a sleep schedule planned out? I did a sleep schedule on the way there so that like I would be on their time schedule a little bit more.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you started early?
Yeah. So I like would be like, okay, well, I'm gonna sleep right when I get on the plane and then be awake for 5 hours so that then I'm on more of their thing. But then in one day I ended up having to stay up just 24 hours. Over 24 hours. Oh, on the flight back. I just stayed up like
You stay
more
up the
than
whole time,
that.
And then like, you're on our schedule.
Then I was on the schedule next day.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know how I did it either because I didn't even take drugs. I just did it.
I think the problem is we have a layover in Istanbul. And so and that's a different time.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. All that matters is the time that you're going to end on.
Yeah.
And so you got to, you know, fix your shit to that.
What is it? So I think it's we leave here. at 1:50. No, we leave here at... That's not right.
P.M.
No, we leave here... What the fuck? This just says when we leave to come home. That's not right. I don't know.
Hope you have a ticket.
Uh-oh. I don't know. But we leave to come back to L.A. at 4:30 in the fucking morning. Mm. So I probably will just have to stay awake the whole time. And then we land at 4:45 in the evening. That checks out.
I don't know. I need a piece of paper.
I think our flight leaves. Wait, I'll tell you right now. 12:45. So I have to fall asleep immediately.
Yeah.
And then wake up on the plane.
Yeah. So why don't you just wake up extra early the day that you're going to fly out?
Yeah.
So wake up like early, go to bed hella early.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work out for you. Just bring some drugs to even it out.
That's what I need. That's the advice I've been getting is like just drug yourself out.
Yeah.
Like Xanax and fucking what's the other one?
Or like the Z-Quil. Z-Quil will fuck you up.
Yeah, like a lot of it.
And then you won't be like worried about crossing borders and shit. Nobody needs that. You don't need to go to jail in Africa.
I wasn't before.
I was like, I'm not bringing anything with me. All the weed, make sure none of that's here. Get rid of fucking everything.
I know.
So, yeah.
We'll see. It'll, 14 hours on a plane, though, has been my nightmare. And 33 pounds of luggage.
But sleeping, most of it, it's great.
Yeah.
And if you got a comfy spot, sleep, which is what we were talking about. As long as it's comfy, you're good.
I hope so.
Fucking business class is legit as fuck. You fucking lay down. They give you two meals.
Damn.
They might even give you more meals because
it's that long.
Well, mine was 11 hours. It's fucking nice as shit. It's sick.
And you can upgrade with points, though?
I did my whole flight there on points.
Yeah, but I
did multiple hotels on points.
Well, here's the
thing. I did everything.
I want to know
if
I can, like, use my points. That, like, if somebody else bought the ticket, can I use my points to, like...
upgrade it?
Yeah.
Ask Tyler. Okay. He'll know. He knows, like, every loophole ever.
That man is the point
also,
guru.
Also, on the 28th, Black Friday... this will be past that by now for you guys, but sorry, there's a bunch of travel. It's like a Black Friday also for travel. So if you need to buy flights and stuff, like we're buying our Christmas flights.
What?
And we're buying, yeah.
I don't know. But I'm going to Austin on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Why are you going to Austin on Wednesday?
Because I'm doing a podcast.
Okay.
Which is like, it's called First Date, but it's Your Mom's House Studios, which you know I'm obsessed with them.
Yeah.
So... and I thought this was a couple weeks ago. I was like, easy breezy. I will fly out, do the podcast, and then fly back.
Mm-hmm.
Zero problems. Now the day, it's 2 days away, and I'm like, why would I do this?
Yeah.
Because I was like,
it's going to be a long day.
Because I'm like, I don't really like want to stay out there. And like, then it's like, I'm there. They got like, it's a whole ass thing. And then I got to get luggage and just... but if I just go really early and then I'm just there and then I leave, but now I'm like.
That's not bad, actually. I think that's the best possible outcome.
Should I just drive like to the airport? I'm thinking like, do I drive?
Yeah, leave your car there.
Yeah.
Leave your car there. Drive to the airport by yourself. Park. Yeah. And I don't even think you'll get a full day charge, which is like, I think it's $40 a day. Maybe 20 or $40. Yeah. Online, they might lie to you because my mom and dad went to the airport and they were like, that's not what the fuck it said online. But
this is my thought process.
Absolutely, like, do that. Drive yourself. Bring your car.
I think,
and then just drive yourself home.
That might
way
be the
better.
Move.
Yeah, do that.
I have to plan a strategy.
And then you don't have
everything.
To bring a bag. That's super
I know.
Cool.
Just walk on like a businessman.
Yeah,
a businessman.
Yeah,
I'm gonna. Bring I might do that vibe. Yeah.
Shit.
I know, but then I got to change and do a whole thing. It's like first date, so I got to like dress nice. And I'm like, do I do the makeup on the plane? I have a lot of things happening in my head. I'm like,
that's a fun concept. So it's like the concept's like being on a first date and like asking questions.
Yeah.
I like that. That's pretty cool.
What is she going to ask me? I don't know. But it's weird going on somebody else's podcast.
Yeah. Every time I've went on someone else's podcast, I've never really, it's been fine. It's been good. But when you first sit down, you're like,
I know.
So
what are we doing?
But then after that, it usually gets okay. But the
it's just
going to
be weird because
like,
I'm like, now talk about a time change that's like weird. I'm like,
it's 2 hours,
it's
right?
It's three. I think it's three. No, two. Oh. 2 hours
I
ahead?
Think it's 2 hours.
Yeah, it's just weird. I'm like, it's a long flight. And then
see,
it's two
just
I know.
Just say whatever Xanax time you want it to just be.
Yeah, exactly. I'm actually identifying more of like a Pacific Mountain Time. What the fuck is Mountain Time?
I don't know.
Get the fuck out of here with Mountain Time. Who lives in Mountain Time?
Just like, I'm in Ocean Time.
Yeah.
I don't know what to
tell you.
Ocean
Time.
Yeah.
We do our own thing here. Yeah. Do whatever.
It's called Island Time.
Yeah. Island. Is that a thing? Yeah.
Island Time is like when is. Like you don't give a fuck what time it is.
I'm actually on Island Time. Yeah. So if you could not. Yeah. I did sleep when we were in Palm Springs. I was like, all right, fuck it. I'm just going to sleep. I slept for like 11 hours every night. Cause I was like,
wow, that's nice.
I have nothing to do other than work and go to the gym. And so I was like, oh, this is great. And so I started waking up late and I was like late. I mean, like I actually slept to like 8 o'clock one of the days. And I was like, I cannot believe that I slept that late. Like that's crazy.
And you feel bad.
Yeah, I did.
You're like, oh my God, I'm such a bad person. I slept till eight.
I know. But I was like, even still like waking up at like seven still, I was like, damn, like, and the sun's out now.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I've been waking up at six.
Now I feel like I
proud
gotta
of myself.
This morning I woke up and yesterday I woke up at like my normal time, like 5:15. I was like, this is early.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't like that. You gotta change your mindset back quick, lady. This is how it starts.
I know. I drank the other day, which threw off my waking up at six because I've been on a goddamn roll. I've been waking up at six and I'm like so proud of myself. But then I drank the other night, which I get now. I had a couple drinks and I was so wasted. And I was like, is this? And then I had the worst hangover after. And I was like, is this what happens to people that aren't just constantly drinking?
Yes.
Because it's terrible. This sucks ass.
It sucks.
And then it fucked up my time sleeping again. But I still, I'm almost back to
you
six.
You gotta like force it.
Yeah.
You really got to take a couple days.
I've been putting my phone on the opposite side of the room. But then I got up and I walked to the couch and fell asleep.
That's not good.
Cannot touch. Yeah. And then I made a rule with myself. You cannot touch the couch.
Yeah.
And then you're fine.
I was thinking about putting my phone on the other side of the room so I would have to like physically get up and like turn my alarm
off.
It's
also so scary because if I don't get up before the alarm, Tyler will rip my face off.
Before the alarm?
So I've been waking up before my alarm even goes off.
Oh.
I think my body internally knows.
It's going to happen.
Bitch, you better get up. Or he had a talk with you. He had a talk with you that if you don't wake up on your alarm, he's not going to be happy. So try that.
I don't know. I do feel bad though. I'll snooze it like four times.
Did he go back to sleep though?
He doesn't like, he's asleep.
Oh, that's good. Tyler's not.
Really?
So,
yeah. I know. I'm like, how are you still sleeping? Oh my God. Justin, our roommate, he shared a room with us in Palm Springs. Holy shit. And he's been he's very healthy, like super in shape. And he's like, I just like, my Whoop says I'm not sleeping and I don't understand. Like, it's saying I'm not recovered for like months. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, that's weird. Maybe it's your Whoop. I have no idea. We shared a room with him. This man took a nap. I was like, I've never heard anybody sleep like this before in my life. Like, I've heard like grown old ass men snore. This was not that. This was like, you have sleep apnea, my friend. Like, I thought he was going to die. Within a 20 minute nap, I was like, we need to wake him up.
Yeah.
Like, and so he woke up and I was like, first of all, are you okay?
Yeah.
And he's like,
because you're not breathing.
What are you talking about? And I was like, I think we cracked the code as to like, why you're not sleeping well. Like, I could not believe that we don't, like, his room is like all the way on the other side. He's all the way in that corner. And I was like, it was so loud and so aggressive that I was shocked that we haven't heard it from our room. And I was like, has nobody ever told you like you're unwell when you're asleep? Like that you're like on the cusp of dying.
Yeah.
It's that bad. And he was like, I mean, people have said like, you know, like girls have been like, yeah, you snore or whatever. And I was like, snoring is not what
it's
you're
an understatement.
Doing. You're not snoring, sir. You're like gasping for air. Like it was crazy. So I was like, maybe try like mouth tape. So we got mouth tape. So it'll be, but you're supposed to.
I heard of the mouth tape thing.
I might try it because apparently they say that if you start breathing more through your nose, like it slows down your aging process. This is a true thing.
You're so into the aging process.
I don't want to be old. So I'm going to try and do this where you like put the mouth tape on when you sleep and hopefully. We'll see. I'll be fucking youthful forever.
Okay.
I'm trying to just preventative, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's got to be. I was like, I'm going to tell you right now, like just based on hearing you for like 20 minutes, you're going to
breathe
red
streak and mouth tape.
You're not going to like this mouth tape. Like, I was like, it's going to be a really uncomfortable for like 2 weeks at least.
Yeah.
Like, but just work through it. I was like, I really was so scared. Aww. I could have, but like, you ever hear someone and like, how has no one told you that like yeah. your whole life? Like, you're on the cusp of dying.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking, but I guess you don't know. Like, if you're asleep, how could you know?
I guess Tyler's ex made him get a nose, like, surgery to make his snoring
surgery?
Stop. So, yeah, to, like, open his septum or whatever to make him stop snoring. And then, or I guess it was suggested to him.
Did he do it?
You know what I mean?
Did he do it?
He did do it. And it's worse.
Really?
Yeah. But if he's not snoring, it actually freaks me out. And I'm worried really? That he's not alive.
Yeah. I
don't notice it anymore.
Snoring is
I love
thing.
It, actually.
I fucking
it's like a noisemaker.
I can't handle it. I cannot handle it. I could handle, like, I could tune out the dogs barking for hours. Mm. I could tune out a baby crying, which probably isn't good. But, like, snoring is one of those things where it's, like, maybe it's just, like, where it resonates. I can't. Like, yeah. Like, Hobbs will come in here, this fucking dog. He comes in here first thing in the morning, 6 a.m., and starts screaming at the top of his lungs. Like,
oh my
like,
God.
I'm like, okay, what did I do? First of all, like, what did I do to you? Like, he comes in, but the first thing, like a goddamn rooster. And then he comes in here, and this motherfucker sits down and snores so loud.
Yeah.
Like, I can't. I just can't. I'm like, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Like, be awake or like don't do that.
Yeah.
I can't. I just
keep waking him up.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm awake, you're awake.
Motherfucker, I can't handle the snoring.
You know what I really want? Because before I go to bed now, I've been putting a shirt over my lamp, which is not the best. But before I go to
why?
I want tapestries that are flammable resistant that you can put over lamps.
Why would you not just what are you what
because
are
I want
you trying
the
to achieve?
Light dimmer.
You just get a dimmer.
Or we could get a tapestry. Okay. Also, I feel like a lot of people like see tapestries and they're like, oh, they put tapestries on a bunch of lamps. I've seen it a lot on TV. And yet I'm always like, that seems like not. But if you just made one that was like flame resistant or like, you know, and I looked it up to try to find one. They don't have them.
Hey, sharks.
Could you make this for me?
You know what they'll say? Why don't you get a fucking dimmer?
Yeah.
just get a dimmer.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. I didn't think of that one.
Well, that solves that problem.
I guess.
Yeah, you got to get a dimmer.
But can I like set a dimmer into a lamp I already have?
Yeah, I think you could just get a dimmable bulb. You can get one of the smart bulbs that has like a dimmer on it. You could do it on your phone. Yeah, I know. This is
possibility.
On a dimmer. Ryan's got every light in the fucking house on a dimmer.
Ooh, like, I like that.
I've never seen someone who's like, me, lights, they're on, they're off.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me. Like, I don't think about it. He is like, if we're somewhere, like got people come over, he changes the lighting halfway through. He'll get up and be like, it's not right.
I do that too. Like I like my lights a certain way.
It doesn't. And I'm like, he's like, do you notice the light in this bathroom is like, ugh. And I'm like,
yeah,
no, I've never thought about it. Not one time. Doesn't occur to me ever. You know what occurs to me are the fucking mirrors. I'm like, this mirror is fucking horrible. Like, this is a fat mirror. I can't handle fat mirror. I want only skinny mirrors forever. Yeah. And I think that's how we all should look.
Yeah.
Is like, how do we really look? We don't know.
Nobody knows.
But anyway,
how you really look.
Yeah. Everything is on a dimmer. In the first like 2 months of living here, I just didn't turn any lights on because I couldn't figure out how they I was using my phone flashlight because I was like, it's too complicated.
Forget it.
It's like you switch them on and it's like daylight and then you switch them off and it's tungsten light and then it's got a dimmer on it and everything's got 7 switches. I'm like, lights on, lights off. Like, that's it for me. I don't know.
That's all I need.
But I got the tungsten lights in the bedroom. Those are always nice. They're like kind of a dim.
It's
a nice little dim.
I like a warm light. And then I do also like, if the lighting's not right, I'll get up like 10,000 times from the couch and like try to figure it out. And like, it needs to be a certain way for me.
It never occurred to me.
Yeah, it bugs me.
But people are like, I had no idea this was a thing for people. Like, lighting is so like, and music. He's like, if it's not surround, why is it even on? I want the sound to be surrounding
everywhere.
Me. I'm like,
that's a man thing. I don't have that thing.
For what?
Yeah.
I don't need to be in the car that they're on.
I'm trying to hear it.
It's
fine. It.
Yeah. I was fine with the TV speakers.
Yeah.
Like, he got my mom's surround sound. When we were in Florida, he's like, he literally couldn't even listen to the TV. He was like, we have to go to Best Buy. I'm like, I feel like we don't.
Yeah.
He's like, no, no.
Yeah.
Like,
unacceptable.
No. Unacceptable. Went to Best Buy. We were there for a day. He, like, got the thing, set it up for her. I was like, she can't, like...
Well, right. She doesn't hear very well, so maybe it'll help.
Yeah, no, it did, but yeah. I was like, Jesus, fuck. She's like, I love the surround sound. I'm like, it's everywhere. It's under the bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, this can't be good for us.
I was thinking about noisemakers and whether if you use a noisemaker at night, if you lose your hearing quicker. Because our hearing is like little hairs, and yeah. as they wiggle, like they die off right. after a certain amount of time. Right. And I wonder if people that use noisemakers all night long are wearing out their ears and they're gonna go deaf quicker.
Should we look it up?
I don't know. Sure. I wonder if, like, how long that study would have to be, though. You know?
Some of these studies, though, they really go on for a long ass time. I'm gonna look it up right now. Are noise machines bad for hearing? Oh, the second one that comes up. First one perfect. Is for babies. Another study examined 6 iPhone apps and 8 white noise machines, finding that 9 tested items exceeded 85 dBA at maximum volume. In general, well, it is essential to use caution. Oh, that's for babies.
What's also at maximum volume? Why are you doing it at max? No one does it at maximum volume.
I don't know. The American Academy of Pediatrics, this is all for babies. I don't know.
Just thinking about it, guys.
I will tell you, I cannot fall asleep unless I'm like dead to the world. I need earplugs. I need fucking an eye mask. I need dead silence.
You need an eye mask?
No, always.
I got 2 eye masks for my house.
They're the best.
For a company.
Yeah.
And earplugs.
You are good with
for
that.
For a company.
Yeah, I can't. I literally can't fall asleep unless I'm like in a fucking...
cocoon.
Yeah, I can't. It's yeah. really hard for me.
Well, at least you have a technique to fall asleep, and yeah. that's all that matters. The only way that I've been able to fall asleep, I've figured out my own kink for falling asleep, is... 2 big ass pills of magnesium, and then 3 pills of this other herbal shit, and then 1 melatonin, which hasn't become dependent yet.
I'm back on melatonin.
Oh, yeah. Just 1 that. Melatonin, and then a sleepy time tea with peppermint.
Jesus.
And if I do all of that, I fucking fall asleep right away. I have never been able to sleep. I have, yeah. in my entire life, I went to therapy because I am an anti-sleeper. I can go to sleep.
Wow.
That's why I've been waking up at 6.
That's
because
great.
I can go to sleep.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need that. You need something to put you on your routine.
I know. It's cool.
Have a bedtime
it's
routine.
Actually really sick.
I know.
I'm really
great?
Excited about it. I take the pills like an hour before I go to sleep. Then I have the tea when I'm going to sleep.
It's a whole
sick.
Thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty psyched on it.
That's exciting. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's been a long time coming, guys.
Yeah. I'm pretty old at this point. Also, I started taking vitamins. So
congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's weird is I've taken so many other drugs, but I'm like, yeah, but if I take too much vitamin C, overdose.
Yeah.
Overdose for sure. No way.
Yeah. Anyway, and, keep asking that blow.
Yeah. Yeah. And the weed and everything else. Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, I don't know.
Or ibuprofen. I'm always like, oh, can't take too much of that.
Yeah.
Anything that's like a downer either.
Or like livers. Mm. It's bad for your liver.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm just like, I don't want to overdose on ibuprofen.
I know. Meanwhile.
Yeah.
I know. It's weird. Well, shit, guys. All right. I think that's our show.
Yeah.
More informative health advice on the next week's episode. All right. We love you guys.
Bye.